All right. Great, great. I like that song, Complete in Thee. It's a good one. It's a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. Announcements we've got. Let's see. VBS meeting Sunday. Yeah, VBS meeting Sunday. Yeah, VBS is Sunday. VBS meeting is Sunday after church. If you're interested in helping, Denise and Michelle are putting it all together. So they will be running the meeting and looking for volunteers. So Sunday after church, if you're interested in working with VBS, they'll be meeting. Then, let's see, is it Tuesday? Is it this Tuesday coming up then? Yeah. Josh is going to make that ladies' fellowship there. Do what? You're the oh, good. All right. Tuesday is Ladies Fellowship, and it is a paint class with Valerie, and so need a head count. So Mary Beth needs a head count by Sunday. So those are the announcements. I guess Easter's coming up in a week from Sunday, so Vacation Bible School. PBS, Public Broadcasting System. VBS. V as in vacation. Oh, man. All right, Proverbs chapter 6 this evening. Proverbs chapter 6. And verse 1. So this these few verses deal with making foolish obligations and having to cut ties with some foolish obligations somebody's made. Some of this relates to financially, like a co-signer situation, where you vouch for not necessarily your debt, but you vouch for somebody else's debt, and you may not know them very well, and you find yourself stuck with their problems. And so it's practical stuff, but I think I feel like there's people everywhere who have got themselves stuck in a web of bad decisions and bad obligations, and when they go to, maybe they have make a decision, I want to serve the Lord or something like that, you find out that you're not really in a position to do that because of some commitments you've made. And so this is about not necessarily a warning about making bad commitments or foolish obligations. It is dealing with somebody who's already done that. You've already put yourself in the position, and it's more about maybe the how to get out and why to get out. But let's read these verses. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 1 says, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler." So the surety part, just a definition. Surety is like insurance. It's like an insurer, someone who says, or vouches for the debt of someone else. I'll give you an example in the Bible. Judah, for instance, made himself surety for Benjamin. And at the end of Genesis, and that was basically whatever happens with Benjamin, you put that on my account, and that's the idea. So he made himself surety. So he was the insurer of someone else, and that was the right thing to do. In Proverbs here, this is not a good situation. This is a bad situation. But let's pray, and it's a very practical thing. And the advice is pretty short, it's a very practical matter here. So let's pray, and we'll talk about maybe a time to cut ties, like a time to cut ties. You find yourself in a position, and you realize this is not what I bargained for, and so you want to cut ties. This is about that. So let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us. These are incredibly practical matters that you deal with. And I pray that you would guide us in the application of these verses. We could reflect on our own lives. This could even go with dealing with sin and the sinners and things like that. But I pray that you would just make the appropriate applications for us. And I thank you for each soul that's here. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time together. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So he says, my son, if thou be surety for thy friend. So you've become an insurance policy for somebody else. You have taken on not your own debt, you've taken on somebody else's. And in the context of the verses, it looks like maybe you didn't know the person that well, or you did, but you took on the debt, and now you find yourself in a position where you really don't want to be in this position. And so essentially, the idea is the foolish obligation has been made here. And you find yourself trapped. And it may not be financial. It can be financial. Some of these things can be financial, where you've maybe it's a cosigner situation, and you know the reason people ask for a cosigner is because they don't trust the person who's getting the debt to pay the debt, or at least they're making sure that the debt's going to get paid, and if that person defaults, they're coming after you to pay it. And so that's the cosigner situation. That's the financial side of this thing. And you could say it's a warning. This whole thing's a warning about making foolish promises. Or in the New Testament, don't be unequally yoked. That's a principle that's going on here. But this is someone who's already unequally yoked. They're messed up. They've made a foolish obligation. They have put themselves in a position where they've overcommitted. And now they find out that this commitment has cost them. It's not there's no benefit, there's no upside to this. It's just costing them. And so that's the situation. I would say we've talked about the financial side of it. This can also be a social situation where your sympathy maybe is something that traps you into obligating yourself to somebody else. You've sympathized. They've played the victim for you, and now you've invested in them, and now you've committed to them, and now you find out, well, this is not exactly what I bargained for. This is not really what I thought it was. And so it could be a social situation. And I just say this, that friends are not friends if they're asking you to cover for their sin. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. If someone's asking you to cover for their own sin, that's not a friend. Friends look out for you. They don't put you on the line to look out for them. Friends don't do that. Maybe along with this social idea or sympathy that you've committed yourself emotionally to somebody. I think about sometimes criminals play the victim. Maybe they use their kids to garner some, maybe it's financial gain. I've seen it in other countries where the parents will send the kids out to beg for money because people will give kids money, but the kids bring it back to the parents, and that's kind of the way that goes. And so it's a situation where you've been moved, you've had good intentions, maybe you've had good intentions, and what you find out is good intentions don't necessarily make good decisions. Good intentions need to be tempered with some wisdom. There needs to be some parameters, there needs to be some discernment, and just because you have a good intention or a good motive or sympathize with a situation, you probably need to get the information before you make this commitment to it. I think it's just like a tactic of the devil to get someone overextended or compromised so that when he pulls the trap, you're committed. It's you're not going to get out of it. And so he just waits till you're committed to it, and he pulls the snare, and then you're in. And he waits till that overextension or entanglement. And so it gets you caught up in the affairs of life or the world or someone else in an unwise way. And the whole idea is to get you connected, I guess, from an enemy's standpoint. It's to get you connected to a sinking ship. And if he can get you connected to something that's failing and something that's going under, well, once you're hooked on it, you're hooked on it. And so you're going down with whatever you got connected with. And that's the idea. So this whole thing, you ought to think about these things. This is before this goes on, but like I said, good intentions don't make good decisions necessarily. Good intentions need to be tempered with discernment, and a lot of things would have been good to know before this person in Proverbs had made this commitment. But in this proverb, the commitment's already been made. And so here's the father's advice. Here's the person, they're committed. They look at this situation, and they've overextended themselves. Maybe it's financially, maybe it's emotionally, but they've overextended themselves, and they find out that this relationship, it's really like an entanglement. This connection to this person, it is not good. It's just not good. It's not beneficial. And when you go to try to step away from it, I think of like a dog that's chained to a tree or something. He tried to get away, and you just find out that you can only go so far, and you just can't do anything else. And so that's the issue. So this is what the father is dealing with the son. And so he says, you find yourself in this situation, this is what you got to do. And you're going to have to do this because this is an urgent problem. It's a real urgent problem, which brings up the first point. So this proverb is that if you find yourself committed to something that is going to eat up your life, that's going to steal your time, and there's no return on this investment, the father's advice is you need to cut ties with it immediately. You need to get out of this thing as quick as you can. And here's why. And there's four aspects to it. And they're real simple. Give them to you quickly here. But they're real simple. And here's why he says what he says. Verse 3. He says, if you, basically, verses 1 and 2, you found yourself, you're snared. Here's what he says, verse 3. Do this now. This is the urgency. This is the urgency. And here's why he says it this way. Do this now. Because you, in this situation, you keep telling yourself it's going to get better. And maybe it'll get better down the road if I don't deal with it. Maybe there's some light at the end of this tunnel, and maybe this person will change, or maybe this situation will change. But if you find yourself hooked up in the wrong emotions, with the wrong finances, here's what the father says. He says, do this now. He's dealing urgently with it. Because the problem is the more you get entangled with it, the more you're going to probably convince yourself that maybe things will get better. I mean, you know how we are. We just, it's so hard to deal with reality. It's so hard to deal with the reality of the situation. I mean, when the situation looks, I mean, you know there's not going to be anything good come out of this. But you keep telling yourself, well, maybe something's going to work out, or maybe this is going to work, or maybe this might get fixed, or maybe, and the Father says, look, do this now because this is not getting better. It's not going to fix itself. And so he says, verse 3, note the urgency of it. Do this now. Do this now. You find yourself in this situation. I mean, is it better to, as far as just cutting ties, I mean, you can try to do the slow, methodical cut and all that, or is it better, you know, you go to the doctor, it's like, just cut the thing off, just rip the Band-Aid off. That's the idea. It's like you can slowly try to peel this thing, but the best way to do this is just rip the thing off. Just get it off. And so it's do this now, he says. There's urgency here. And there's urgency because you and I are prone to convince ourselves that it may get better. And, you know, it's not just not going to. So the second thing is, not only does he say, do this now, urgency. Second thing is responsibility. Do this now, verse 3, my son, and deliver thyself. All right, so here's the instruction. You're not going to be able to pray your way out of this one. You're going to have to deal with this. You made the contract. You made the connection. Now you, responsibility, deliver thyself. It's something you have to do because someone else isn't going to do it for you, number one. Number two, you're the one that made this contract. You're the one that put this together. You're the one that agreed to this. So he says, my son, do this now. Deliver thyself. So some things, I'll say, I know prayer is necessary. It's needed. But some things you just don't have to pray about. You just need to make a decision to do it. It just has to be done. So he says, deliver thyself. I mean, you can pray that the tough conversations you're about to have can go well, but God's not going to fix this thing. It's not going to work itself out. You will have to take the responsibility and deal with this person, deal with this, whatever the situation is. You'll have to take responsibility. And you can't pray that someone else is going to get you out of this thing. This is your responsibility. Do this now, my son. Deliver thyself. Now, it's not talking about deliverance. It's not talking about going to heaven or anything like that. This is a very practical matter. You got yourself into this. It's like, I don't know, very, very rarely I would say very rarely I've seen people who trust Jesus Christ and then whatever addiction they had was immediately taken away. Maybe a few times I've seen it, but not really that often. Generally, the Lord says, look, you brought this in. You're going to have to make a decision to get it out. I didn't put this on you. I didn't make your body feel this way about this thing. You brought it in, and you are going to have to take it out. And it's a decision you have to make. Now, the Lord will help, and He'll give strength, and He gives hope, and He gives peace where peace is needed, but he's not going to take the bag out and throw it in the trash. You're going to have to do that. That's going to be a decision you got to make. So there's urgency here. You find yourself hooked up to something that you shouldn't be hooked up to, a person, a contract, an obligation at, I don't know, school, an obligation at business, an obligation. So you just find yourself in a position where you're snared in this thing, and there's just not an upside to it. And you want to serve God, and you find yourself, well, I can't do it because every time I try to do it, I jerk the chain, and the chain's connected to this tree, and I can't go that far. So he says, look, urgently, do this now. And then take responsibility. Deliver thyself. You're going to have to deal with it yourself. I mean, you can, like I said, you can pray for the tough conversations to be good. But absent of responsibility, this thing isn't going away, and that's the idea. The third thing is this, and this is one we all love. He says, do this now, my son, verse 3. Deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself. Go, humble thyself. So, can we all say, I messed up. I made a commitment that I shouldn't have made. I got myself into this position. I got my family in this position. I've got my kids in this position. And now I find I can't serve the Lord the way I'd like to. And the bottom line is, he says, humble thyself. What does that mean? That means I messed up. I brought this thing into our lives, and it's just not working. Just not working. So he says, humble thyself. That's humility. You got urgency. You got responsibility. You got humility. And that's a that's a tough one. Can we all say that I messed up? That's hard. So humility. And then this. Verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself. There it is again. As a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Why does he say deliver thyself again? Here's the reality of the situation in verses 4 and 5. Here's the reality of the situation. You're trapped. And this thing isn't going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. Unless you deal with it. So you're going to have to deal with this. And verse 4 says, give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Why does he say that? Because the clock is ticking on this one. The clock's ticking on this one, and you don't have time to sleep. And with every passing moment, the connections get stronger, and the indebtedness and the network, the web gets more strength around you. So the clock's ticking on this one. With every passing minute, the roots get deeper, the web gets more complicated, and more of your brief time on this earth, or at least in this body, more of your brief time is eaten up with this foolish obligation. So it's a very practical matter. This young woman finds himself or herself unequally yoked with someone or unequally yoked with something. And the dad says, all right, you realize you've gone too far with this. You realize this thing is not, it's not turning out to be what you committed to. So he says, do these things. Number one, with urgency. Do this now. Why? So you'll stop telling yourself it's going to get better, because the reality is it's not getting any better. Number two is responsibility. deliver thyself. It's something you have to take responsibility for. Someone else isn't going to do this, especially the one that made the contract with you. They're not going to get out of it. They're benefiting from your mistake. Take responsibility. Take responsibility for it. Number three is humble thyself. That means I messed up. I am in a position now. And that's one thing. That's tough. It's tough for, I don't know, when you're going to make a life-changing decision like this or cut ties with someone or something like this, the reality of saying, I messed up, I have messed this up, that's tough. We don't want to say that to ourselves. We just don't want to say that. We want to find every silver lining we possibly can. Surely something good is going to come out of this. And the Father's saying, no, nothing good is going to come out of this. You need to own up. This is messed up now. Humble thyself. And then he deals with the reality of the situation. You don't need to have another night's sleep until you start dealing with this. This has to be dealt with. The clock's ticking. Here's the reality of the situation. The clock is ticking. And every moment, every hour that passes, this thing gets more complicated. This thing gets more, it eats up more of your life. And it's going to get harder and harder to get out of. And the ditch is going to get deeper and deeper unless you deal with it. And so it's a very, very practical thing. And I wish I could give you all kinds of illustrations of maybe people or some of its finances or maybe it's emotional. But the principle of the whole thing is, look, this is how you need to cut ties. There are some things in your life that you have made an agreement with. And the Lord says, the Father says, look, you found yourself in this position and it's time to cut ties. And this is why and this is how you're going to have to do it. This is just, it's just the reality of the situation. Like Proverbs is incredibly practical stuff. So you find yourself in a foolish obligation. This isn't a warning about not getting into one. This is somebody who's already there. I am already in the process. I am already in the middle of this messed up decision I've made and this obligation I have, this foolish obligation. And now I regret it. I'm trying to find a silver lining in it, but I'm just deceiving myself, telling myself there's something good in the end of this. I know there's not going to be anything good out of this. So the Father says, look, deal with this urgently. Deal with your responsibility. Get this thing taken care of. Deal with it in humility. Own up to it. I mean, you're going to have to own up to it and deal with the reality of the whole thing. This is going to be a problem. So it's a very practical thing. Like I said, Proverbs, Solomon's got lots of practical stuff here. So I guess in the application, if you can think of something in your life where this has happened, it may be financial, it may be something else, maybe a relationship, it may be emotional, it may be, I don't know what it would be, but you find yourself in this situation where you've already made a commitment and you've overextended yourself. Take the advice of the Father here. Look, this thing isn't going to get better. Quit telling yourself it is, because it's not. It's not going to get better. And you're going to have to deal with it. And you can pray about how the conversations are going to go with other people, but God's not going to remove this. You're going to have to deal with the contract you made. And so it's a very practical matter. So I hope that's helpful in a little short proverb tonight, but I hope that's helpful. It's just so simple, so practical. So I hope that's helpful. Father, I pray that's been helpful this evening. I thank you for each soul that's here. I pray that you would help us find in our lives areas where this proverb applies, and deal with it the way that you've said to deal with it. Quit denying the reality of the situation. Quit pretending things are not what they are, but to deal with the reality of it, to take ownership of it. And yeah, we just have to admit failure here. We just failed on it, but we need to get out of it. And so I pray that you'd help us make the application that needs to be made here. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.